This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. We've come through a couple cold nights unscathed. My goodness, you know, overnight temperatures dropped dramatically, but we didn't dip into the 20s as predicted, but right around 30 for two nights in a row. So no frost damage to get worried about. Some potato plants in the garden were the only damage that was pointed out to me by Ms. Mosquiti. Lush new growth of a potato. Pretty susceptible. So yay, I shout, and hopefully not prematurely, but yay, yay, and yay. Wild plants are green. Domesticated plants are green. Green, green, green surrounds our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojolote. I've been bumping plants in my tiny nursery. I'm trying to get out of the nursery business, horticulture. It's a slow process. I guess I'm easing out of it, so I'm doing some bumping. Bumping means taking a container size, like a liner from a greenhouse, you put it up to a 1 gallon size, you take a 1 gallon size, you put it up to a 3 gallon size or a 5 gallon size. That's bumping. That's not a lot of grinding in horticulture. No twerking in horticulture, but lots of bumping. Anywho, there is a farmer's market season. It started, and I need some rooted plants to for this season. I'm going to do one more season, and I need green plants. I need plants with blooms. I have visions of great wealth in this, my retiring growing season. Oh, not great wealth. How about new tires for the truck? That would be very sweet. So I was out in the grassland a few weeks ago. This was pre-green, and in that drab landscape, I spotted some small flowering plants, 3 to 4 inches tall. 3 to 4 inches tall, I'm not making it up. 4 inches across, many small white flowers, a tiny milkweed. Is that sweet? It's very sweet. It was Asclepias involucrata. And it reminded me that in this, my retiring season, I really want to grow more milkweeds. So some pretty nifty natives are found all around us, some right in the grassland, some nifty natives all over southern Arizona, from the low desert to high in the sky islands. In all of Arizona, there are close to 30 species of the genus Asclepias. The milkweed family is Asclepiadaceae. Asclepias is from the Greek for, and it honors the god of medicine. I was always envious. He was always surrounded. He's always depicted surrounded by goddesses. What a guy. Many species of Asclepias have had medicinal qualities. I pulled out Michael Moore's Medicinal Plants of the Mountain West and Charlie Kane's Herbal Medicine of the American Southwest, and for a good measure, Charles Milpaul's American Medicinal Plants, published in 1892. And before I go any further, I should remind you, yes, 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 indigenous people knew all this before the aforementioned authors. But milkweeds are medicinal plants. It's the roots of some species from which the tinctures are made. For example, the species Asclepias tuberosa, found in the hills above you and me and across North America, actually, is called pleurisy root. So it's not the milky latex from the stems, as one might suspect, but the roots. I did read somewhere that the milky latex is great for removing warts. So if you, I don't think I want to know, okay? I will leave the medicinal qualities of milkweeds to those who know better. I love the flowers of milkweeds. I love the seed pods of milkweeds. I love the silvery pappus attached to the seed found in those milkweed pods. Pods are called follicles, now you know. I love the way a milkweed seed attached to those silky hairs floats over the terrain in a breeze, looking for a place to land and hopefully germinate. I love floating milkweed seed. I love the collected pods opening in my truck or in the kitchen shelf and floating seed everywhere in our 1991 Marvelette. I love the complicated flowers that someday I will know how to describe them to you. The hard-to-reach pollen that sticks to insect legs. Sometimes the insect legs stick to it. I love that monarch butterfly larvae gobble up the foliage of milkweed, or that tarantula hawks feed on the nectar of milkweeds and carry off pollen. So, yeah, summer, I guess I'm going to grow some milkweed, some pleurisy root, because it's got those beautiful orange flowers, the one near us, and Asperula immortale. I'll grow that species, Asperula. I love the species Brachystephana, the narrow silvery leaves, the fragrant purple flowers. Oh, yeah, perennial, you know, coming up from the roots every year. Unbelievable sweet fragrance if you get down on your hands and knees and stick your face down in those flowers. It's well worth it. What a sweet, sweet essence in Asclepias Brachystephana. a good plant for a native garden, a good plant for a pollinator garden, a good plant for me to jabber about. Milkweeds, my friend, are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. The desert is beautiful. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.